Feeling okay, honey? All right, she said. Took my pill. Yeah, happy times. I'd taken mine, too. Supposed to make you feel optimistic without interfering with your sense of judgment. I knew most of us would probably die, but I didn't feel too bad about it. Sack with me tonight? If we're both here, she said neutrally. Have to take a pill for that, too. She tried to laugh. Sleep, I mean. How are the new people taking it? You have 10? 10, yeah, they're okay. Doped up, quarter dose. I did that too, try to keep them loose. In fact, Santesteban was the only other combat veteran in my platoon. The four corporals had been in UNEF for a while, but hadn't ever fought. The speaker in my cheekbone crackled, and Commander Cortez said, 2 minutes, get your people lined up. We had our goodbye, and I went back to check my flock. Everybody seemed to have gotten suited up without any problems, so I put them online. We waited for what seemed like a long time. All right, load them up. With the word up, the bay door in front of me opened, the staging area having already been bled of air, and I led my men and women through to the assault ship. These new ships were ugly as hell. Just an open framework with clamps to hold you in place, swiveled lasers fore and aft, small tachyon power plants below the lasers. Everything automated. The machine would land us as quickly as possible and then zip off to harass the enemy. It was a one-use, throwaway drone. The vehicle that would come pick us up if we survived was cradled next to it, much prettier. We clamped in, and the assault ship cast off from the Sangre y Victoria, with twin spurts from the yaw jets. Then the voice of the machine gave us a short countdown, and we sped off at 4 G's acceleration, straight down. The planet, which we hadn't bothered to name, was a chunk of black rock without any normal star close enough to give it heat. At first it was visible only by the absence of stars, where its bulk cut off their light. But as we dropped closer, we could see subtle variations in the blackness of its surface. We were coming down on the hemisphere opposite the Torrens outpost. Our recon had shown that their camp sat in the middle of a flat lava plain several hundred kilometers in diameter. It was pretty primitive compared to other Torren bases UNEF had encountered, but there wouldn't be any sneaking up on it. We were going to careen over the horizon some 15 clicks from the place. 4 ships, converging simultaneously from different directions, all of us decelerating like mad, hopefully to drop right in their laps and come up shooting. There would be nothing to hide behind. I wasn't worried, of course. Abstractedly, I wished I hadn't taken the pill.